It was the first formal meeting involving a U.S. Secretary of State and an Iranian foreign minister since the Islamic Revolution, 34 years ago. And the group session was followed by a one-on-one.
I think all of us were pleased that Foreign Minister Zarif came and made a presentation to us which was very different in tone and very different in the vision that he held out with respect to the possibilities of the future.
We stressed on the need to continue these discussions to give it the political impetus that it requires.
The goal is a process that leads to international confidence that Iran is not moving to build a nuclear weapon and the removal of crippling economic sanctions. Middle East policy professor Rosemary Hollis at City University London believes the outlines of a settlement are well known and might now be achievable.
We've got a potential breakthrough on the P5+1 talks with Iran. Rouhani is a completely different character and, albeit only for a window of opportunity, not indefinitely, he has the backing of the Supreme Leader to see if he can make his kind of diplomacy work.
Still, as he moved through the corridors of the United Nations, the new Iranian president chose to meet with various foreign leaders, but not the U.S. president. Experts say even with the backing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and a mandate from the voters, the Iranian president cannot move as quickly with the United States as he can with European countries. That leads Mark Fitzpatrick of London's International Institute for Strategic Studies to conclude that any progress in negotiations will be incremental.
I don't expect that there will be a comprehensive agreement. Whatever agreements are reached are probably going to be confidence-building steps. But having it at this level sends a sign of seriousness on both sides.
Experts say that seriousness comes from several factors, including the UN economic sanctions against Iran, the continuing threat of an attack on Iran if it gets too close to being able to build a nuclear weapon, and the election of President Rouhani, a far more pragmatic figure than his predecessor. And a former British ambassador to Iran, Richard Dalton, tells VOA via Skype there's another very simple reason.
Common both to Iran and the United States is the growing realization that the tactics they have used to obtain their national interests have largely failed.
Dalton says the deadlock of recent years has not brought the West any closer to the guarantees it wants on Iran's nuclear program and has not brought Iran any closer to the security, prosperity, and respect that it wants. He and the other analysts hope that's enough motivation for serious movement toward a deal. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.